A massively open online course, or a MOOC for short, has come to the USU campus, or rather, to the entire world. The MOOC USU is offering is ITLS 5245 and 6245, Interactive Multimedia Production. The graduate-level class is being taken by hundreds of students and non-students in the U.S. and other countries across the globe. The MOOC is not for credit and is completely free, but this could pose problems for the course in the future. I spoke with Andrew Walker of the Instructional Technology and Learning Science Department at USU and the instructor for the MOOC. How is this class taught when the only student-teacher interaction is online? Obviously, the university does online classes, but this seems like a bit of a different story.
Yeah. So this is a multimedia development class that covers animation and basic art tools, but then quickly moves into programming. And it's marketed to students who don't necessarily have a programming background, which can be particularly challenging, getting people exposed to things like control structures and variables and custom functions when they don't necessarily speak that language. So I was very daunted when I first considered putting this material online. So my strategy with the MOOC has been to adopt one of my research interests, which is in problem-based learning. So this, rather than lecture, is a kind of a different way of doing business in education. The idea is you present students with authentic problems. The interesting thing about this approach is because they're using these outside resources and other students are one of those outside resources, I find them coming up with solutions to the problems that I had never envisioned before. And they're maybe pushing the boundaries of the assignment and taking it in directions I hadn't anticipated, as well as coming up with stuff that, just by virtue of me having created the assignment and having an idea ahead of time about the best way to do it, I hadn't really considered before. And that's particularly exciting to me. So,
with this class being supported by the university, but students don't have to pay for it, and for that matter, they don't even have to be students of the university, would you ever worry if the university pulled funding, or in the future, could you see this class being, you would have to be a student of the university to take it?
From word go, they had this exact same question that you're asking now. You know, what is the cost recovery structure? How can we, provide these things for free and basically not lose our hats here? I should start by saying the grant I have is a one-off experience. Right? There's no funding model past this initial offering. But there are several folks who have looked at cost recovery models. So a couple of those options are, so there are some faculty who are making a textbook that they have published a central part of the class. Right? So cost recovery on their part is increased purchase of the book. The one I'm most interested in actually gets back to one of the first MOOC offerings. So you're able to basically pay for the class using student enrollment. So if you can piggyback MOOC development with classes that are already being offered online, I think that's one way to dramatically reduce the costs of the MOOCs. One of the ideas for cost recovery, and I think it's a very viable one, is increased enrollments at your institution. So down at BYU, they did some research where they looked at their online class offerings and how many enrollments they had. Then they took some of those exact online classes that they were offering at a fee, and they published them for free. So students could come in and take those classes with absolutely zero cost, but they wouldn't necessarily get college credit for that. Then they tracked the number of enrollments after they started doing that, and they went up. Now, this is correlational, not causal, but there's some evidence to suggest that this might actually be a great way for universities to advertise not necessarily classes, but degree programs.
How do you feel about this class being free, and should information such as the information provided in this class be free to all, to the public?
Yeah, I firmly believe that offering information for free and kind of owe it to other students who might be interested in the work or interested in the content to make that freely available, especially if there's a way for my students who are paying or tuition, or for the state of Utah that's paying for my salary to directly benefit from those results.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eric Jungblut.